Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our heart with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloveds. Good morning. It is another wonderful day in the Lord. We thank God because we are alive and above ground. Praise be unto God. Thank the Lord that we truly are. We are in our right mind. Praise God. And we have health, clothing, shelter, whatever it is that we need this morning, we have it. And for that, we can say, thank you, Lord, and to God be the glory. Good morning, good morning. Good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, praise be unto God, your host of Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and the pastor of newvisionforlife.com. Well, I am the pastor of that website as well, but the church is New Vision for Life. And again, we thank God for such a wonderful day, a time to spend with you on this morning. And good morning, beloved. How are you today?
Good morning, Apostle. I am well and happy to be alive.
Amen, amen, amen. Would you be so kind as to start your, shout out this morning? You can go first today.
Yes, amen. Well, first of all, this is Minister Tabika Garnes, and I am the co-host of this awesome show, Heart to Heart, and I just thank God for choosing me to be a part of this platform, and I don't take it lightly, and I am thankful and grateful to be a part of it, but first laying it on Apostle's heart to do. So there we go, from God's heart to our hearts. I really, really like that. So when I think about heart to heart, that's what I think about, from his heart to our heart. So I just pray that people, the information that we share is really changing some hearts and minds of some people, and that they are sharing the information with others. So I just want to give a shout out this morning to my wonderful husband, Elder Mark Garnes, and my my son, Christopher Parrison. Just want to say good morning to them. I'm glad to have these two wonderful guys in my life. They mean so much to me, and I just pray, you know, the blessings of God upon their lives. I pray for my son that his heart is healed and will return back into the loving arms of our God. And just a shout out to our callers, you know, the ones that join us every Saturday. I just want to say good morning. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We don't take you for granted. Again, we know that you could be doing anything you wanted to on this Saturday morning, probably most of all sleeping, but you decided to, you know, wake up. Even if you're still laying in the bed, you know, you still rolled over to dial the number and you're listening. So we just want to say thank you so, so, so much. We thank you so much for your faithfulness to this show. It really, you know, keeps us going because we know that we're touching somebody's heart. So just thank you so much for continually joining us every Saturday. We know that we're doing something right. We're doing something right for you to continue to come back to the line. So to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. 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 And with that being said, one of the things I do want to charge all of you with, we do truly appreciate you being here, just like Minister Tabika said. Now, I want to charge you to help us increase our listening audience, help us to increase our listening audience. So I want you on your cell phone, text somebody and tell them, you know, that Heart to Heart is on, and give them the number to dial in, and invite somebody to the show, folks. You know, that's part of you being the minister that God has called you to be. That's part of it. So you text somebody, tell them that the show is on, give them the number. If you have a Facebook account, go to your Facebook account, and if you look at my page, you will see the advertisement for today's show. You know, you can take it off of my page and send it to your friends. But I'm going to ask you not to just do that this morning, but to do this every Saturday morning, or start reminding your friends on Friday night. And I'm really, really serious about this. Please start promoting the program. To those of you, when I had put a plea out in June for when I was going to New Orleans, I put a plea out, you know, to y'all to send me, if you would, letters saying, you know, what Heart to Heart means to you, recommending it to others and so forth. And so for the few of you that did so, again, I say thank you so much for doing so. And it really meant a lot. You know, your remarks were read when we were in New Orleans, when I was doing my presentation on Blog Talk Radio, you know, to tell the hundreds of people that were there about Blog Talk and how it has affected, you know, the listening audience in the different countries that we are being heard in. And so it went over very, very big. So I do thank you, you know, because it was your comments about what the show has done for you. It was your comments about it. And I may even put something up on our Heart to Heart page. I do have a Heart to Heart page on Facebook. I may even put something up there and asking for you to leave comments about, you know, what it is that you're receiving, what makes you come back every week to listen to Heart to Heart. So please, you know, give some thought to that as you know, time goes on here. So good morning to Tamika Shelton. God bless you, my love. Good morning to you and Patsy Anderson. Good morning to Joyce Richardson and her husband. God bless you. Good morning to Joyce in New York, to Prophetess Kim here in Maryland, to Prophetess Dorn, to Isaiah in Chicago, and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. Good morning to you all. Good morning to all of our regular listeners. Good, great God morning to any new callers that are calling in today. Good morning to you. We surely do love having you. And please, let's keep the fire burning. Again, this show is not worth doing if you are not here. If you are not here, the show is not worth doing. So I do want to say thank you, just as Minister Tamika said, thank you to each and every one of you for being a part of this show. For truly, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. So to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Minister Tamika, would you open us in prayer, beloved?
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we call on you for your presence. We call on your presence on this line, and we call on you for help, and we invite your presence on this line, because we want you to take over. So we give the show over to you now, that you may have your way, that you may have your perfect way, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And so, Father, we just thank you right now. We honor you and we bless you, God, and we know
that without you we are nothing. We're powerless. We can't do your work, Lord God, because we need Holy Spirit to work through us, because it's not actually us doing the work. So, Father, we just thank you right now for blessing us and choosing us and being with us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us, Lord God, even in those times where darkness and danger was present. But, Father, you protected us. You stood in between us and that thing, and you protected us, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being an awesome Father. Thank you for being our way maker and our protector. Thank you for being our judge. Thank you for being our lawyer. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your perfect peace. Thank you for your unconditional love. Thank you, Lord God, for just opening doors, Father God, that no man can close, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, just thank you for touching our hearts and healing our hearts, oh God. Thank you for deliverance, oh God. Thank you for setting us free, God, from those things that we wanted to hold on to so tight.
Yeah.
God, thank you.
Yeah.
God, thank you for the prayer being answered on your timing, in your timing, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for the seasons of preparation, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for just being with us, God, even when we don't understand things and it seems like you're quiet and you're not listening and you're not answering, God, but we know that you are with us. And sometimes in those moments of quietness, you're quiet for a reason. And it's not that you are ignoring us, Lord God. So, Father, I pray that you would just keep our hearts, even throughout that time, Lord God. Just keep us close, God. Don't let us fall apart because we're not getting our way, Lord God. Help us to lay down our will and pick up your will, Lord, that we may be who you called us to be, Father God. Take our eyes off of, Lord God, those things that keep us distracted, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for being who you say you are. Thank you for leaving us with the word that we could go to for comfort, for peace, for revelation, for understanding. Lord, we just thank you even now, Father God, for creating us. No matter how we got here, Lord God, thank you for creating us. Thank you for having us on your mind before we were even formed in our mother's wombs, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, Lord God. Thank you for the things to come. Lord God, prepare our hearts for the things to come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I just pray for a refreshing and a cleansing even now, Lord God, that you would just cleanse us and refresh us, God, on this line, Lord God, that you would just pour into us, Father. Pour in, Lord God, pour into those empty places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Just fill us up, Lord God, with the things that are of you, Father God. I pray, Lord God, that you would begin to break up things, Lord God. Break up things that are not of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let us walk in the boldness that we know that you already deposited in us, oh God, in the authority, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the dominion, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let your miracle work in power, oh God, just flow through us even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, as we hold on, Lord God, to the promises and the blessings and the prayers being answered, God, as we open our mouths and begin to minister to others, God, let us live our lives the way that you want us to live, God. Let us live your word out loud, God, that others may see your goodness and your greatness, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Let people see Jesus in us, Lord God, because we are the very first. We are the ones that they interact with first, Father God. So, God, let us be on point, Lord God. Let us be right. Let us represent you right, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And look, we know that we're human and we have emotions and things that we don't like, and all of our personalities are different, Father God. And sometimes some of us try to be so strong that we don't know when to just allow you to be God. So, Father, let us not try to be you per se, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but let us understand who we are in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, and sometimes we have our moments when we have to just disconnect for a minute, Lord God, and get ourselves together, Lord, but I pray that we don't disconnect for long periods of time where the enemy begins to creep in and begin to speak those things that are not true. So, Father, I ask that you just keep our minds, oh God, keep our minds in the name of Jesus, God. Our minds belong to you. So we thank you even now, God, for everything that you said that you're going to do. Lord God, we thank you that you know our ending from our beginning. So we just say thank you in advance for all that you've done, doing, and what's to come, and we thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forever, and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, 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 hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah, praise be unto God, praise be unto God.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, I thank you so much, Lord God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And also, I want to, want to say good morning to Michelle. Good morning to you, beloved, as well. And thank you so very much for joining us today. God bless you. God bless you. And Prophetess Kim, I see your number here. If you are in a place where you can speak, press 1 on your keypad, beloved. I want you to be able to share about the conference that you're having if you are able to speak where you are. If not, I do understand. I do understand. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, Prophetess. How are you, beloved?
Good morning. Good, good. How are you?
Honey, I am truly blessed and highly favored, and I'm not just saying
Amen.
A cliche. I mean that thing. Amen. Well, darling, if you would please go ahead and share with us about the conference that you have coming up.
Yes, praise the Lord. I have a conference coming up. It is Saturday, October the 12th, in Waldorf, Maryland. It is from Breakthrough to Harvest Conference. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. We have 6 guest speakers, including myself. This is open for men and women. And our scripture base is blind Bartimaeus, crying out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the woman with the the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. And, and God placed this in my spirit. Because he said we're always praying for breakthrough, for breakthrough, for breakthrough, for breakthrough. But once we break through, we need to walk in the harvest and manifestation of everything we believe in God for. So it's not just enough to break through. That's the start.
Come on,
but then we have to push so that we can receive the harvest and all of the promises and all of the blessings that God has for us. So imagine if blind Bartimaeus received his sight. But then he was still poor Bartimaeus begging. So it's not enough just to get the breakthrough. We want the total package. And that's what we're going to be dealing with at this conference on Saturday, October 12th. Again, it is in Waldorf, Maryland. It's from 9:30 a.m. to about 4:30 p.m. My website is www.diamondsinrough, that's R-U-F-F you can find hotels and local things, all the information and registration. The cost is $40, but anyone who wants to come who's on the line with Apostle Banks, we'll do $30 because we just have relationships. So, you know, I just have to do that because I have to do that. But I thank God, and we'll have the 6 speakers. Breakfast, continental breakfast, and lunch are included. And we will have an open panel discussion that we're calling Let's Talk About It, where we get to dialogue for about an hour prayerfully, where we can talk about it. What are we talking about? Whatever questions you have, those things that you always wanted to ask and you dare not ask or were scared to ask or want to know, we're going to be real, we're going to be raw, because we, as Apostle Mike says on her show, we want to get to the heart of the matter. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
yes.
I'm excited about what God is doing. Information, please go to the website. My email is also on there, and I'll share Apostle Banks, the website and email for anyone who has questions or needs more information, because we do have people traveling from out of town. So if someone's looking to share ridership or whatever, maybe we can coordinate and work something out. And if cost is an issue, please email me, because we don't want money to stop you from receiving from God. Let me just say that, because we do have people who sponsor. We will always work things out. We don't want anybody to miss what God has for them over $40. Amen. So thank you, Apostle Banks, and I turn it back over into your hands, and thank you for the opportunity to share.
Amen. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. Truly appreciate you. And folks, Tabika and I have experienced the very first conference that she did under her ministry, Diamond in the Rough. And we had an awesome, awesome time. The speakers were great. Topics were great for the open discussion. And I mean, the people asked the questions, you know, that they wanted to know. And the panel answered, you know, straight from the heart, you know. And, of course, you know, there was scriptures to follow up things, and there are things that were spoken of that, you know, came from our experiences and so forth and so on. So it was an excellent time. So I definitely do implore you, you know, to go to the website and register. Go to the website and register. You will not be disappointed. And, you know, so what do you do after you get the breakthrough? There is a harvest that is to come forth. And so you are to follow that all the way through. And, you know, when she said that, it reminded me, you know, of what it is that God had shared with me when someone came to our church about a month ago. And they were definitely in need, and they received the Lord as their Savior that day. And the concern that they came with, if we had just let them walk out of the door and did not follow through with them, you know, they would not have been able to get where they're going right now, at least not under our covering. And so the Lord really impressed it upon me how important it was to do the follow through, to do the follow up, to put in place something, you know, that would help this particular person. And so saints, going to the altar and getting the breakthrough is not the cure all. That's not the end of it. There's so much more to come. And it's just like with each one of us, we got saved, okay? We went to the altar. We did so in our room, whatever the case may be, in our car. We asked the Lord to come into our hearts, and we gave ourselves over to Him that owns us already. He purchased us, but we gave ourselves over to Him. We relinquished our rights and so forth. And once we got saved, that is not the end. That is not the end. Daily, we're working out our soul salvation. Daily, we're supposed to be telling others about the goodness of the Lord, what He has done for us. Daily, we are to be ministers of the gospel, and that is what God has commanded us to do. He didn't tell us the way to get a license and go to theology school and have somebody acknowledge the fact that we are a minister and so forth. No, the moment we got saved, we were supposed to start sharing our testimony, and then it was our responsibility to read the Word of God, feed on it, learn how to do what it is that we're supposed to do, and go forth and tell people. And when we get our licenses and ordinations, it's because man has agreed and acknowledged what God has already said about us, what He's already said about us. But, beloved, you don't need a license in order for you to share your testimony with somebody. Somebody is waiting for you all the time. Someone is waiting to hear what you have to say. You know, so please do not be afraid to speak up, to share what God has done for you. Do not be afraid. All righty. Oh, and also, listen, I want to encourage you. I don't think I've ever said this portion on our show, but when you come to the show, and I know Lady Joyce does it all the time. She's always sitting with pen and paper because she wants to write down any books that are mentioned, any scriptures that are mentioned, where we get our information from, so she can go and look further. Again, babies, listen, I'm pushing you further. Because you are constantly someone that comes to the show, that means you are being fed here on this show. And we want you to do what I tell the members of New Vision, go and study for yourself. And in the 1 hour that we have together, you're not going to get it all. You're not going to get it all. So go forth and do what you need to do. So if you're not doing it already, and I know it could be rough at 9 o'clock in the morning, but do your best. Have a pen and paper nearby. If you can have your Bible, you know, because we will read some scriptures, you know, and you don't know what it is God will do to you, with you, for you, and or through you in this hour. And again, like I said, you know, we have an hour with you, and we've already spent 25 minutes of it sharing and talking, you know, so, but I want you to be able to take down information so that you can go back and go over this information yourself. Also, don't forget that all of these shows are archived. Every last one of them are archived. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com and you pull up heart-to-heart shows, you pull them up, you can go back and listen to any of the radio shows that we have done, and you can share those radio shows with other people. So, again, I encourage you, you know, to not just be hearers of the word, but to be doers of the word as well, So I thank you for that. I thank you for doing that. And we're going to get started with what we are going to do right now. We're going to get started. Beloved, would you go ahead? I have to answer Bridget, okay? So would you please go ahead and at least cover what we did last week? Okay.
Okay. Amen. All right. So last week, if you remember, we taught about a thankful heart, and we shared this information from greatbiblestudy.com. And the information, you know, that we shared was very good. It talked about how God sees a thankful heart, and we shared Psalm 100 and verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And so God sees a thankful heart, and he begins to just open up the floodgates with blessings of joy and peace and all sorts of good things. Because if you're in a situation, let's just use the financial situation. If you're in a financial situation and you know you have no money in your bank account, but yet you're giving God praise, like you didn't go into a depression, you decided to give God praise. God watches that, and God says, okay, she is still worshiping me, you know, and I know she don't have any money in the bank, but she's still worshiping me because she's believing that her situation is going to change. And then the next day, your situation changed because you gave God thanks even when you did not have. So he watches what you give thanks for and the little bit, or what you don't have. He watches how much you thank him over the things that you may not have, or maybe something that you're desiring, that you're thanking him in advance for the things that he's already done. Even when things fall apart, you know, you're still saying, God, I thank you, I love you, I bless you, I trust you. You know, you're still saying, you know, thankful. You're still showing him how grateful you are. Even when you're going through something hurtful and detrimental and somebody has just betrayed you, but you're still giving God praise, he enjoys that. So that was the beginning of how, you know, we started talking about thankfulness. So today we're going to
start the second part, which is recognizing unthankfulness. Apostle, are you back?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And thank you for that. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And just let me say this real quick. Last Sunday, before we went into the Word, the Holy Spirit had me lead the congregation into a place of being thankful, into a place of being thankful, and just having them begin to thank God, just being grateful for what God has done. And it cracked open, the window of heaven with the spirit of thanksgiving, going to God, a spirit of praise that went to him. And every one of us in there, got something going on in our lives. And every one of us, could find a reason for not being thankful, but we were obedient and saying thankful. And there was such a great move of the Spirit of God in the place. The anointing was very powerful. And so I definitely implore you to be thankful. There was a book that I read many, many years ago called From Prison to Praise. And in that book, the chaplain who was in the service, he taught his soldiers that no matter what your situation is, you began to thank God in that situation, not for the situation, but thank him in the situation. And God will move. And the thing is, babies, we get discouraged about how long it may take. There are times he moves as quickly as he moved last Sunday with letting us know that he was there and he heard our thanksgiving. There are times, that it's an overnight thing. There are times that it can take months before we see the manifestation, but we are to keep saying, thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Father. Thank you. I don't understand everything, but thank you. So today, like she said, we're going to touch in on recognizing unthankfulness. And before we get to the actual scripture, let me tell you so you can write it down. We're going to look at the scriptures in Romans 1, verse 21, 26, and 27. So that's Romans chapter 1, verse 21, 26, and 27. So, and also to let you know where we found the information that we're sharing today, we're coming from greatbiblestudy.com. Greatbiblestudy.com. And listen, I definitely encourage all of you to go to that website. Go to that website. There's so many great teachings on there, so much great information on there, dealing with healing, dealing with deliverance, dealing with salvation. So just go. I'm telling you. And so now if you go and you start reading everything that's there and you hear us teaching on it, don't say, well, I don't have to listen to the show because of the fact that I can read this all here myself. You read it, you still listen to the show. Praise be unto God, because always the Holy Spirit is giving more information as we do this. So let us start here real quick here. So the seriousness of unthankfulness, an unthankful heart is found in somebody who doesn't appreciate the things that God has given them. And each one of us have been given more than we'll ever know. So there are no excuses for God's children to be unthankful. Unthankfulness is looking at the negative despite the positive. So that's a key point. Our unthankfulness is looking at the negative despite the positive. Years ago on this line, I have said it and said it several times again, at church, that you can do 9 things great, well, you can do 9 things well and do 1 thing wrong, People are going to remember the negative thing that you've done. you will remember the negative thing that you've done more than you remember the positive. And that is something, you know, you can be working on your job, you've done everything right, and then you make one mistake, and the mistake you made is not detrimental to your company or your clients, but it still was a mistake. Guess what your supervisor is going to point out to you when it comes time for your review? They're going to point out that one mistake that you made. You went 3 months with no errors except for one, and they are going to, when they write that down, they are going to record it, and they are going to remind you, because the fact that you made a mistake means that they don't have to give you as large of an increase as they could have given you, but they've got to have it down in your record that you messed up. We remember the negative. So they are being unthankful because they are looking at the negative despite the positive. They are not grateful for all of the good that you have done. It's the same thing in our relationships, one with the other. We look at the negative things that happen between us. It causes us to run. It causes us to be unforgiving. It causes us to be full of bitterness because some negative thing has happened to us or in our lives, and we don't stop long enough. The God, I thank you. I thank you. Listen, babies, you're going to come to the place. Ha, shout out of Ahaya. Thank you, Lord God. You're going to come to the place in your relationship with God that you will begin to see that you can even thank your enemy for what you're going to thank God for what your enemy has done, because your enemy is what has drawn you closer to God, what got you in the place that you're in, you know, that for you to even realize, for you to seek out God for salvation, for you to seek out God for healing, it's making you go to a place, you know, in your relationship. Yes, yes, yes. You can be so discouraged that you don't want to hear anything from God and don't believe stuff. But I'm telling you, you will get to the place where you will be able to say, God, I see what you were doing. I see it. Remember that which the enemy meant for bad, God will take it and turn it around and bring good out of it. He will bring good out of it. So, okay, you see, that's why I say even though you read these articles, you read them, but God is constantly, as we are teaching from them, he is constantly adding on to it as we, what's the word, as we expound on it. Now, it says here that God's word even tells us how people can be given, not will be given, but how they can be given over to homosexuality and all sorts of uncleanliness because they were unthankful. Now, let me again, and I'm going to read the scripture. This is where we go into the scripture I gave you. Let's read the scripture. Let's just do that first and foremost. And the word says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Let's stop there for a moment. That's verse 21. Now, there's four things here that happen because the reason why people cannot walk in the glory of God. One was because they did not glorify God. The second was the fact that they were not thankful. The third was the fact that they were vain in their imagination. And the fourth was that their foolish hearts were darkened. I taught on this one verse, you know, several years ago. These are the four reasons why we are not walking in the glorification of the Lord, while we're not seeing some of the things that we should be seeing, is because we're not glorifying him, we're not thankful, we have vain imaginations, and our foolish hearts were darkened. Now go into verse 26 and 27, and this will cover the part about the homosexuality. It says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their children did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. So you see here, it's saying because the people didn't do those four things that was mentioned in verse 21, the God turned them over unto the vile affections. You know, women started going with women, men started going with men, that they burned in their lust, burned, you know, to be with one another. This is one of the places where homosexuality comes in. Now, folks, there are other things that can happen to us because we are not thankful. And so I don't want you to think that all homosexuals, you know, that this is the reason why, but this is showing that God released them to that place, that he released them to walk in their own lust. They burned in their own lust. God didn't make them lustful. He gave them up unto vile affections. This is what you want to do. Instead of, you know, glorifying me, being thankful to me, you know, get rid of those vain imaginations and imagine the things that God has said. Your foolish heart is darkened. Like no matter how much you pray, no matter how much somebody prays for you, you walk around in the darkness instead of being thankful. Remember, we said up in the earlier part of this, a unthankful heart is found in somebody who doesn't appreciate the things that God has given them. Honey, we've got to be. Okay, let me move on. Because this is serious. This is serious business here. So symptoms of an unthankful heart. People who are unthankful will naturally have negative personalities, and they find it easy to complain about little things or easily become moody. Their minds aren't deeply rooted and grounded in positive or thankful patterns of thinking. Therefore, when something comes up that pushes their button, they quickly forget about the goodness that God has blessed them with, and they began to complain and grumble in their hearts. This brings about a negative, pessimistic personality or mood. This explains the Israelites when they would go about complaining even after God delivered them from the hands of their enemies. In Numbers, we are told of how the Israelites were grumbling over the manna that God was giving them every morning when they woke up. So finally, God gave them meat, all right, so much that they were vomiting it out of their noses. Let's see what the word says. Numbers 11, 18 through 20. And say thou unto the people, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, who shall give us flesh to eat? For it will be well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and you shall eat. You shall not eat one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, neither nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it comes out of your nostrils. It will be loathsome unto you, because you have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why came we forth out of Egypt? Folks, do you hear this? The people were receiving manna like being like a partridge, oatmeal. This is what they're getting day by day by day, and they were ungrateful. God was feeding them, and instead of being grateful for what he was giving them, they are complaining because they wanted some flesh, they wanted some meat, they wanted meat. They said, fine, you want some meat? Well, for a whole month, I'm going to give you meat, and you will eat it, and you're going to eat it so much that it will come out of your nostrils. You're going to vomit it up. and it's going to come out of your nostrils. This was a people that was ungrateful for what God had done. You know, when they got to the Red Sea, you know, it was when you brought us this far for us to die, and complaining. They were unthankful for what God had done for them when he brought them out of Egypt, and complained about the food that he was miraculously providing for them. He even said that through the complaining, they had despised the Lord their God. And as a result, he gave them all the meat that they could handle until it came out of their nose. Minister, go ahead, honey, and you take it from here.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so the next part we're going to go into is unthankful people are known to be bitter or unforgiving towards themselves, God, or other people. So the scripture that they're given here is Matthew 18, verses 32 through 35, and I'll read that in a minute. But it basically sets a picture of the unthankful servant who was forgiven of a great debt, and then he could mm-hmm. not forgive his fellow servant of a much smaller debt. And so if mm-hmm. a person is bitter or holds things against others, then it shows us that they are unthankful for what God has done for them. That's so true, and I think we forget mm-hmm. that. Like, when we go to God for something, and God, you know, blesses us or answers our prayer, and then somebody comes to us with something, and we don't want to help them or we don't want to forgive them, that's being unthankful. You forgot about what God has done for you. And mm-hmm. so I'm going to read the scripture. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desired me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So that's God's word. That's what it says. It says mm-hmm. that basically, you know, it will happen to you. This is what will happen to you if you don't forgive people for their trespasses, for their offenses, because God has forgiven you. So you're out of order when you don't want to forgive somebody else for something that they've done towards you. And even if it was something that they did towards somebody that you know or love or your child or whatever, and you don't want to forgive, you know, this is his word. This is what will mm-hmm. happen. So we better be careful when somebody does something or say something and we don't want to forgive, you better be careful about that. You better give it another thought, because, you know, mm-hmm. although that person may not receive, you know, even if that person doesn't think they are wrong, whatever, then that person may be wrong, and you got to mm-hmm. go to them first, you know, and ask for forgiveness. And you may feel like you've done nothing wrong, but always do it. It will set you free, you know. And then that person will be looking at you like, because some people know when they really have done something wrong. And if you go to them and say, you know, I'm just asking for forgiveness for whatever I've done or said toward you, and they're looking at you like, huh, like she didn't even mm-hmm. do that was me. So, you know, that speaks volumes to people. They may never say it because of pride, but I'm telling you, it's going to work on their heart. So mm-hmm. if we don't want to be called, oh, thou wicked servant, on Judgment Day, then it is a 100% necessity that we forgive those who have offended us. The Bible is even clear that if we don't love one another and bitterness is proof of hatred, then we are abiding in spiritual death. In 1 John 3:14, it says, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. So unthankful people are always looking down upon themselves or suffer from low self-esteem. So, you know, really? Because mm-hmm. we are unthankful, you know, it messes with our self-esteem, and we look down upon ourselves. You know, I never thought about it in that way, that being unthankful would affect us in this way. You know, sometimes we look at low self-esteem and looking down upon ourselves is because something that happened in our childhood that did something to our self-esteem, and that may be the case, and you know, for some people, but having an unthankful heart can, you know, mess with your self-esteem and make you look down upon yourself. So God's word mm-hmm. tells us that we have been created in the very image of God and knit together by the hands of God in our mother's womb. And when we see ourselves as failures, we are in turn being unthankful for the person that God has made us. So if we see ourselves as ugly, then we are claiming that God's creation, our bodies, are ugly. Would you walk up to God and dare tell him that something he made was ugly? I should hope, you know, we should hope not that you mm-hmm. you would just blatantly tell God that something that he created us in his image, So if we call ourselves ugly,
wow.
what are we doing? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we do every time we look at ourselves in the mirror and see ourselves as ugly. The same is true with our minds and intelligence. Despite the vast amount of technology we have today to create a computer processor chip that will do millions of transactions in mere seconds, yet weighs no more than a quarter, there's nothing that man has created that will even come close to the complexity of the human brain. So far too often, we take lightly the wonderful and dynamic gift that God has given us when we consider ourselves dumb or less than brilliant. Each one of us were created in the very image of God and gifted in many ways, and it is a crying shame when we refer to ourselves as anything less than downright amazing. And that comes from comparing ourselves to other people, comparing our lifestyles to other people, comparing our marriages to other marriages, comparing our kids to other people's kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, That's what happens. We forget that, again, God created all of us in his image. He created, and even knowing that some of us would reject him, you know, he still created us in his image. And if we think about how awesome and great the Lord is, when we think about
mm-hmm.
how he created us, how he made us all different, you know, how intricate we are, how our thought patterns are different. We look different. We look different, but have you ever spoken to somebody who has said, you remind me of such
mm-hmm.
and such. You look just like such and such. And I'm telling you, it's somebody out there that looks like us. Not maybe exactly, but
mm-hmm.
reminds somebody about us. Like, you might glance and like, oh, that looks like Apostle Banks, and you looking, oh no, that's
mm-hmm.
not her, but that person is looks, you know, almost like her, and
mm-hmm.
and it's sometimes it's kind of like weird, like how does that happen, you know, because we all come from the same God, you know, we all come from the same God. So, and I see we getting low on time, so Apostle, go ahead and do the next tip.
I'm sorry. Let's see. Do the next few. Okay.
The unthankful people. Mm-hmm.
Are never satisfied. Okay. All righty.
Yes.
Okay. Unthankful people are never satisfied with what they have been given, but always want more. This is an obvious sign of an unthankful heart. Greed is a sin that causes us to become unthankful for the things that God has blessed us with. When we become greedy, we are thinking about the things we don't have rather than the things we do have. And last but not least, unthankful people don't care of the things that God has given them. Those who are thankful for the good things that God has given them will take good care of those things, whether it be their mind, car, body, spouse, children, job, etc. Taking good care of the things which God has given us shows him that those things mean something to us and we are thankful for them. Not that we ever should worship the things that God gives us, but we should take good care of them. All of these symptoms should not be found in our lives, but if they exist, and I doubt many of us are immune to them, there is something we can do about it. We can develop a thankful heart. We can develop a thankful heart. So that is what we must do. Start looking at the things we've told you here. If you have any of these symptoms in your heart, then you need to remove those things. You need to remove those things. And next week, we will cover how do you become thankful. We will cover that. So we don't want to just put the problem before you. We want to give you the solution as well. And I'm telling you, it will make such a difference. It truly, truly will make such a difference. You know, while Minister Tabika was speaking about the fact that of us not being thankful, you know, God has done so much for us, and us not being thankful, and then we don't forgive. He's forgiven us so much, and we don't forgive the other people that hurt us. I remember during counseling once that someone, Nate, their husband, I started to say committed suicide, and that's a lie. They committed adultery. They committed adultery. And this woman was extremely wounded. I mean, she was wounded to her core, absolutely wounded to her core. And through the counseling, you know, so I was doing them together, separated them so I could speak to each one of them individually. It came to find out that she also committed adultery, but he didn't know. And I'm like, well, how could you be so unforgiving when you went to God and asked God to forgive you for what you did? How can you be so unforgiving? And that was a major key. You know, of course, you know, none of this stuff is ever revealed. You know, what I speak to them in private is in private. Of course, you don't know who I'm talking about. I'm just using an example of what I've experienced, you know. But how do you not forgive? If we look back and see what God has forgiven us for, we have no excuse for not being thankful. No excuse for not being thankful. No excuse for not forgiving somebody else for what they have done to us. So, beloved, again, I pray that you be thankful. Remember, like I said, if you have to go back and listen to where we started last week or go to this website where the teaching is, greatbiblestudy.com, and go and get this information, get it. We need it. I'm telling you. When Tabika and I do these teachings and so forth, the both of us, it's like, Lord, what would New Vision be like if everybody was walking on this page? You know, what would we be like? What would our congregation look like? What would the lives of the people look like? And these are the things that keeps us in prayer. These are the things, you know, that makes us want to come back week after week after week, you know, doing heart to heart where we get to the heart of the matter. We want to see people set free. We want to see people walking in freedom. We want to see you. Also, as in mentioning this website has excellent information on deliverance. Excellent information on deliverance. Please go to the website and gather all of the information that you can. I love you. I love you. I love you. Tabika, God bless you, woman of God. I love you. I thank God.
God bless you. Amen. Share with them about our outdoor service tomorrow.
Yes. We have outdoor service tomorrow. I don't know why this thing cut off. Tamika, oh, there it is. Okay, it came back. Okay. All right, outdoor service tomorrow. We, just like you said, we're having an outdoor service tomorrow. And go to our website where you can get the address. Our website is www.newvisionforlife.com. The church two doors down from us will be joining us. We're having curbside prayer so people can drive by. So we're doing a drive-by prayer. Praise be unto God. We will have a food giveaway, some refreshments being served as well. So we encourage you to come on out and join in the fellowship. Excellent worship music. And Prophetess Dawn will be ministering with her flags, and that is a sight to see, an anointing that will be spread throughout the area, I'm telling you. So we're looking for the breakthrough and the harvest that shall come out of this. So we will meet y'all tomorrow at New Vision for Life. So God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome day, and see some of you on tomorrow. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.